Let's go to the Netherlands next, to Amsterdam, where dozens of people have been detained by police in Amsterdam after defying a ban on public protests in the Dutch capital. Hundreds gathered in Dam Square on Sunday calling for an end to the conflict in Gaza and expressing dissent towards the ban. Demonstrations were temporarily banned by the mayor after Israeli football fans were targeted in what she called hit-and-run attacks on Thursday night after a match between Maccabi Tel Aviv and Ajax Amsterdam. Anthony Deutsch is Reuters bureau chief in the Netherlands and is with us now. Anthony, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today. Remind us of the background to the protests and the arrests in Amsterdam.
Good morning. Yeah, well, this began last week, Wednesday, ahead of this match between Ajax Amsterdam and Maccabi Tel Aviv. Several thousand of the Israeli fans had come to the Dutch capital for the match. And there were some incidents in the evening ahead of the match. And then later there was violence kind of back and forth that evening through the match and then also in the evening after. And this led to the mayor of Amsterdam banning all gatherings. Well, that's what happened Sunday afternoon. A protest went on ahead after this ban. And Dutch police intervened after about 400 people, pro-Palestinians, had gathered in the center of the city to express their anger over the situation in the war in Gaza.
The ban on protests, it's been extended until Thursday. Will it work?
Well, this is the question that police were also asking yesterday. If people are just going to show up anyhow, then they kind of end up in a bit of a cat and mouse game. After they had rounded up more than 300 people and removed them from the city center, they then released them somewhere outside the city and they had returned. Yeah, we may see a bit more of that. The issue was that they've extended it because the police said there was still a risk they perceived that people perceived as being Israelis or Jewish may be targeted in Amsterdam.
What's been the political reaction to all this in the Netherlands?
Well, it's been a fiery political reaction, to say the least. The reactions coming from the head of the right-wing party of Geert Wilders, who denounced it as, targeting of Jews. We've seen the Muslim population in the city has also responded angrily, saying that they were also targeted by the Maccabi fans who were seen chanting anti-Arab slurs ahead of and after the match. So back and forth violence between the groups, and the police told us that they are investigating a series of violent incidences related to the match or during and after the match.
And Anthony, what's been the reaction in Israel?
Well, also a furious reaction from Israeli politicians, including the Prime Minister Netanyahu, who initially said that they were going to send planes, government planes, to retrieve the fans after about five of them had been injured. And they ended up being picked up and returned. But it's become a very, lively issue in Israeli politics.
Israeli clubs are still taking part in European football competitions. Will their fans be discouraged from visiting other European cities as a result of this?
They have been, and the Israeli government has also advised them against going out in European cities to matches. And several European cities have also said they would be heightening security around matches, either with Israel match or Israeli clubs.
Anthony, thanks for speaking to us. Anthony Deutsch, Reuters bureau chief in the Netherlands.